Okay, so what I'm going to do is to give a kind of preview of what we are going to hear during this conference. And I'll try to answer the questions why we are here and why integrability and all that. So I'll start with some very general points, and these are what we want really to know. We would like to understand quantum gauge theories, both at weak coupling and strong coupling. So weak I mentioned because we're also interested in various properties of perturbation theory in gauge theories. But I also would like to understand string theories and in various non-trivial backgrounds, in particular Ramon-Ramon backgrounds. So ADS-CFT duality, which we know already for 10 years, it sort of suggests that we should try to address both questions at the same time. And that's quite non-trivial element, which sort of the idea of combining these questions together is turned out to be quite revolutionary and very useful. In a sense, using the symmetries on one side to understand the other side of duality happens to be a very, very, very important insight. So what is integrability in very broad sense? Existence of powerful hidden symmetries. In fact, we don't really understand in many cases what integrability means in precise sense. So it's enough to think of it as existence of powerful symmetries, and we'll see in each particular case we can try to specify that. So in very broad terms, what we're trying to do is to try to solve the analog of harmonic oscillator problem, or try to identify that problem, and then try to address more realistic questions sort of using that knowledge. And this harmonic oscillator problem above in our field happens to be N equal 4 Supiang-Mills theory. On gauge theory side, on string theory side, this is, in fact, the most symmetric, apart from flat space theory, in 10 dimensions. This is ADS-5 S-5 string theory. So they are truly exceptional theories, and what is even more non-trivial is that they're actually related by duality. So N equal 4 theory has supersymmetry that's known for, I mean, when it was constructed, 78. Conformal invariance, exact conformal invariance. But why integrability? Integrability in four-dimensional gauge theory, that sounds like a very strange concept. And in fact, what's the precise meaning of this integrability? In which observables one can see it? And these are rather non-trivial questions. In fact, one could anticipate integrability in anomalous dimensions given previous knowledge of Young-Mills, of just Gluonic sector in Young-Mills theory. At one loop level, there was the relation to spin chains was observed before. But looks like the concept of integrability has much broader implications. Namely, there are hidden symmetries in N equal 4 theory, which should be visible also in various other observables. And this sort of motivation for looking for them comes from ADS-CFT duality, because we know that the N equal 4 theory should be due to integrable quantum Q theory in two dimensions, where integrability is actually a familiar concept. So superstrings in ADS-5 S-5 are based on sigma model on symmetric space, and this is a integrable, classically integrable theory, and what that means really is that classical equations of motion, apart from technical sense of integrability in two dimensions, we can just say that classical equations of motion admit infinite number of conserved charges. In fact, bosonic sigma model on this space is closely related to Sine-Gordon model or non-abelian Todd equations. So one could be quite precise what integrability means here. In fact, even in more at a simpler level, one can say that various special motions of strings in this space, like geodesics, for example, or rigid motions rigid strings. They are, in fact, described by the integrable one-dimensional systems where you have just enough integrals of motion to solve equations completely. And then we believe integrability extends to quantum level. There is evidence directly from string theory, quantum string theory, up to two loops now, and sort of indirectly through ADS, CFT, sort of bootstrap arguments. So we believe this string theory should be, quantum string theory should be actually integrable at the quantum level. Then quantum integrability should control the spectrum of this theory, spectrum of energies on the cylinder, or structure of anomalous dimensions of vertex operators, which determine these energies. Probably more so, more integrability is relevant also for correlation functions to some extent, to which extent is not completely clear, because, say, in flat space, we do not expect, say, correlation functions, which are described in space-time as matrix, to be much controlled by just the fact that string theories is written in terms of free oscillators. So it's not quite clear what integrability have to say about correlation functions, but looks like there should be some information encoded in them as well. Now, what about open string sets? Now, what about scattering of open strings on a probe D-brain in ADS5? Here, the story is much more murky and unclear. So what's the precise definition of gluon scattering amplitudes beyond leading strong coupling order, which was elucidated by Aldaya and Maldaceni, is not quite clear. And what's the precise relation to Wilson loops beyond that order? So given that if we assume string theory is integrable at quantum level, via ADS-CFT duality, we should expect gauge theory to be integral. And that's kind of explanation of why we should see integrability in supernormal theory. And then integrability should control, again, spectrum of dimensions of primary operators and maybe also correlation functions of these operators, which are well-defined concepts in conformal theory. What about gluon scattering amplitudes, which are not well-defined, which have divergences, and Wilson loops have ultraviolet divergences, amplitudes have infrared divergences, so we actually probably should not expect strict hidden symmetries being unbroken at quantum level, but they may be broken in a useful way, as will be discussed later, I'm sure, at this conference. But maybe there are better observables, from integrability point of view, and which are they remains to be understood. Some kind of better defined than amplitudes and Wilson loops, but with cusps, but closer related to them. That's the main issue, what are they? Because we definitely see indications of hidden symmetries in this context. There are two directions in which remarkable progress was achieved recently, and these are the spectrum and amplitude and scattering and Wilson loops. So let me quickly mention the spectrum of states. So here we already know for some years that there is a symptotic beta that we describe long states or semi-classical string states, and essentially it construction of this of the asymptotic beta ansatz equations it's culminated it sort of was achieved through a give and take game between string theory and gauge theory using various bits of information on both sides, like a spin chain and beta ansatz on gauge theory side, and structure of the phase in the beta ansatz from the string theory side, and various symmetries and assumption of exact integrability. And then the consequences of this asymptotic beta ansatz were actually checked against all available at the moment data, which we know from gauge theory and string theory. And the basic example is cusp anomalous dimension, for which we know now few orders in weak coupling and few orders in strong coupling, and they are actually described by one integral equation, this function which one could hope one day to write down explicit solution beyond few hundred orders which we can generate on both sides. So there will be two talks sort of related to that subject, pushing this story beyond infinite S, infinite spin limit, and these will be talks by Dorian Freyhold later. Now, what about short operators or quantum string states? So here the progress is very recent. In fact, last year saw major important steps which were sort of completed on the way of constructing the description of short operators, and there will be a few talks on that subject later. So here, in some sense, gauge theory was not really involved. So given asymptotic beta ansatz, what we use is methods and intuition of two-dimensional quantum field theory, namely sort of string theory side. And it's a remaining interesting question how we incorporate wrapping terms on gauge theory side, how they actually, can you actually reconstruct thermodynamic beta ansatz starting from gauge theory side. So the construction is highly non-trivial due to lack of two-dimensional Lorentz invariance, and that's this mirror theory, which will be discussed later. And in a sense, it's related. The complications are related to the choice of BMN vacuum, which is adapted to particular Lipkin gauge choice. In some cases, it's enough just to use ABA, asymptotic beta ansatz improved by Lucia corrections. And there is a remarkable recent, very recent paper on five-loop Kalinichev dimension, which will be discussed later. And again, this picture should emerge naturally from TBA, and partly this is understood already. What is really crucial is to check predictions of this construction against various, everything again, what we know from perturbative gauge theory and what we should learn from string theory side as well. And the key example here is Kanishi operator, where we now know four and five loops, or five loop orders, sine alternating series with finite radius of convergence at weak coupling. Suppose you sum it up, re-expand at strong coupling, that's what you should get at strong coupling. And in fact, now we appear to know a few leading coefficients in this expansion, starting from TBA, but also starting from string theory, and we can try to check them. There will be talks by Benyok, by these authors, Shralov, Gromov, Yannick, Kazakov, Reuben, and partly related, probably, Terrielli, I'm not so sure, which will be discussing this in detail. I am almost done. So there are many open questions in this story. Can we derive analytic expansion from TBA or Y system for the of the anomalous dimension of Kanishi operator? How we match on string theory spectrum, structure of the spectrum is important. What are states which we're really talking about? Is there a level crossing, strong coupling expansion, is Borel sample or not? In the case of Casper anomaly, we had non-Borel sample series and there were exponential corrections. What happens here is, remains to be seen. And we're just at the beginning of the understanding these issues. And there are deeper issues, how to solve string theory from first principles. What are fundamental variables? What is, can we preserve Lorentz invariance and simplify construction of, say, TBA? Can we actually prove quantum integrability on string side? That may require a certain lattice version of the theory. And then I mentioned already there is another very important relation which will be well represented at this conference, and these are amplitude Wilson loops and their symmetries. And I just say that at weak coupling, there will be few talks related to that at weak coupling, how integrability and hidden symmetries appear in the scattering amplitudes by these authors, Akani, Hemetner, Chomsky, Lipatov, McLaughlin, and Plevka. And then a strong coupling as well, where you can use integrability just as a technical tool constructing the particular minimal surfaces which are relevant for strong coupling limit of scattering amplitudes. So extension and generalization, there will be talks on various other subjects, and in particular, the very important recent development, which is ABGM theory, or Chern-Simons method theory, dual to strings in ADS for CP3. Zaremba's talk will be about something else, which he will explain about what. And integrability methods apply to other models, to other gauge theory, to other questions and other gauge theories, like N equal 2 gauge theories, will be discussed by Gayot and Shetashvili. Integrability in other related systems by Bajanov, Babenka, and Saleur. And finally, some mathematical aspects of, that's my reading of the title, by Vermaseren. So anyway, so we're going to hear about many new exciting developments. We'll see also related posters, and hopefully we'll have many stimulating discussions. Thank you.